The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
So you'd think that Lori Lightfoot wouldn't have the nerve to run for office again, right? Think again. Check this out.
Reach voters all across the city to remind them not only what we've done over the last 3.5 years, but what our vision is for the next 4 and why the only rational choice is to return me to office.
The only rational choice is to return me to office. Listen, Lori Lightfoot in office and rational shouldn't be in the same sentence. Dan Proft is an attorney, ran for governor of Illinois. He'd have been a splendid governor. One of the smartest guys I know. He's the morning host on AM 560, The Answer in Chicagoland with Amy. Pushed the wrong button there. Sorry about that. Here he is. Hey, Dan, Merry Christmas. How you been, buddy? We're losing Dan's connection. Hey, Dan, you got me?
Yeah, I got you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can now. How are you, sir?
Okay. Good. Yeah, I heard your lead-in, and I was just saying we live in irrational times.
Yeah, completely up is down. You know, first of all, there's no. She must have no shame. I know politicians have a low present company excluded, but most politicians have zero shame. But here she is running for office again. Surely Chicago residents aren't going to put her back into office.
They probably will put her back in office, and don't call me Shirley. She's got 10 candidates running against her, which is an indication of how many people think there's an opportunity there. But by the same token, that carves up the electorate such that somebody, even as relatively unpopular as she is, has a pathway to a runoff at the end of February and then a one-on-one matchup, depending on who that is. You'd be surprised the virulent strain of Stockholm syndrome that afflicts the people of Chicago.
That must be it. Now, people in Chicago, people in New York. I mean, this Alvin Bragg district attorney in New York made a stunning admission yesterday. There's a guy who's a serial shoplifter. I'm sure in Chicago, like Chicago, you know, New York has had all these instances of people that go in and clear the shelves right in front of people, right in broad daylight, walk out because they won't be prosecuted. The district attorney admitted that of nearly 24 separate shoplifting cases against this guy, they pursued only 2 of them because it would have been a waste of resources to hit him with all charges. Listen, these radicals, these zealots, the Lori Lightfoots of the world, they don't want bad guys prosecuted, Dan.
Well, this is the anti-broken windows philosophy of Soros-funded prosecutors. You've got Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. We've got Kim Fox in Cook County in Chicago. And this is why you have lawlessness that is reigning in big blue city America. I mean, in Chicago, we've had 670 people murdered so far this year, more than 3,300 people shot. And that's actually slightly down from last year. It really is a level of mayhem that has not been seen in at least the last 50 years in Chicago. And their response is to do more of the same.
I mean, Dan, you're in a state. I think about the Safety Act ending cash bail in Illinois that is so devastating to police departments, to law enforcement. Explain to everybody what Illinois' Safety Act is.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically what you guys did in New York State, but on steroids. It is the elimination of cash bail for what have been determined to be, according to legislation, non-detainable offenses. Non-detainable offenses like kidnapping, like arson, like second-degree murder. You have county prosecutors. There's 102 county prosecutors in Illinois. 100 opposed the Safety Act, but that didn't matter. And you have sheriffs throughout Illinois telling the public, under this law, we will not be able to detain about half of the population in our respective county jails. So you're turning out violent criminals who have a propensity to repeat, particularly if there's no inhibition, And, you know, honestly, Mike, I don't know. Maybe that's what it takes in places like Illinois or New York or California. Maybe until some of the suburban communities feel the impact of violent crime, of the lawlessness that's taken hold in cities. Maybe that's what it will take to get people to make changes in the political leadership of their big cities and their state capitals.
Well, incidentally, you said you guys in New York, what you guys did in New York. I'm a Floridian now, buddy. I was driven out of New York. I'm sorry, but I'm not alone. A lot of people are fleeing the cities. They're fleeing states like Illinois. And it's in the 45 seconds we have left, what's your theory? Let's talk for a moment, and I want to get your takeaway on the radical district attorney's objective of freeing bad guys, of not prosecuting. I mean, can you sum it up, Dan, why they're doing it?
I think this is part of their governing coalition. I think that these are identitarian ideologues. They think the system is structurally racist. They think they're remedying past wrongs. And the great irony, of course, as you know, is all they're doing is disproportionately negatively impacting the minority neighborhoods they purport to represent.
This is why the guy is as good as he is. Don't miss Dan and Amy mornings 5 to 9 a.m. in Chicagoland on AM 560 The Answer. Dan, Merry Christmas. May 2023 be your best year yet. Keep fighting the good fight.
Same to you, Mike. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dan. Great Dan Prof. Joining us from Chicago.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.